This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
The Soul Rebels have collaborated with the likes of Lil Wayne, Nas, and Iconopop, and are set to tour Australia and New Zealand with Big Freedia. They're also performing as part of Blues Fest and continue to kick goal after goal. Julian Gosen is their trumpeter and MC and joins us to chat about what they've got going on. Julian, firstly, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us. You're in the US right now. When do you head over to this side of the world?
We get out there early April. Early April.
Fantastic. Have you been here before, Julian? What are you most excited about?
Yeah, we've definitely been. If I'm not mistaken, I think this is going to be our third time down under. I mean, it's an amazing continent, one, but amazing country. The people are really nice. The food is delicious. It's very clean there. The air is really clean. It's a beautiful place to be.
Oh, well, we're excited to host you once again, Julian. You've performed on stages with the likes of Katy Perry, Nas, Portugal the Man, and Robert Glasper, just to name a few. What are those experiences like for you and the group?
Well, they're amazing experiences. You know, these are our peers in the musical world. Some of them I've looked up to as artists. So it's always a great opportunity to share the stage with such professional musician and artists. You know, it's just anytime we get to collaborate with any of those artists of that caliber, you know, it's just a testament to how far we've come within our own right, you know?
Absolutely.
Now, Julian, you're going to be heading around Australia and New Zealand with Big Freedia. What's it like working with Big Freedia?
Oh, it's fun. You know, that's our hometown homeboy. It's always a good time. It's always a thrill. It's always funny to see the crowd react to Freedia and the energy he brings. So it's always good to jam with Freedia.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really looking forward to that collaboration. And you're also doing some shows as part of Blues Fest around Australia as well. It's a really stacked lineup for that festival. Are you going to go out and watch a bunch of performances as well as doing your own?
Yeah, if I have the time to, definitely. I mean, for me, that's part of it, you know, always trying to be a student of the music and still learn and take notes. So yeah, any chance I get, I'm be out there checking some stuff out.
We're chatting to Julian Gosen, trumpeter and MC of the Soul Rebels, about their upcoming Australian tour with Big Freedia and their performances at Blues Fest. Let's talk about the Soul Rebels. There's so many minds in the group. How do you create songs together? Because Em and I were listening to it before and we were sort of bopping around the studio. It sounds amazing. Does someone take the lead?
Well, it's a group effort. It's a group effort, you know. Just depends on the song. Sometimes one guy might bring an entire song, or sometimes one guy might bring just one idea and everybody just kind of pitches in, you know. So it's definitely a group effort. Again, it is 8 different people, so you can imagine that can get a little fuzzy.
what happens in that case when potentially you've got a few, you know, contrasting ideas? Does that just make better music?
Right, yeah, it does. And also, you know, out of those contrasting ideas comes a new idea, which in return becomes a new song, you know? So I think that's the benefit of having 8 minds working together, because, you know, although everyone might not agree, eventually disagreeing might actually be a good thing, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You've got to make sort of roses out of a pile of no.
Exactly. Julian, what made you pick up and learn the trumpet in the first place?
Well, you know, being that I'm a native of the city of New Orleans, the trumpet is pretty prominent in the city. You know, came up in elementary school, and the marching band is a big part of the culture down in New Orleans. And one of my best friends way back at the time, I think it was 6th grade, he was already playing trumpet, and I was like, man, I want to play that. So just kind of picked it up and just went from there, you know. And I found out real fast that it was a very difficult instrument, but very, very popular as well. So I had to kind of, you know, make my way with the trumpet.
And you certainly have, Julian. You're absolutely phenomenal on the trumpet. You're also a teacher as well, and you are now kind of, I guess, passing on what you've learned to other people. What's that experience like sort of gifting the trumpet and music to other people?
Well, that experience is something that I hold dear to my heart because, you know, I recall being in those shoes, being in those classrooms, being in those seats, and the guidance and the nurturing I got from my teachers at the time. It was very vital to my career and just my life in general, you know, just being the person I could look up to, that I knew somebody was always positive, that influence, you know. So I just always said I need to give back some kind of way. And I felt like for me, that was the most natural way to do it. So once I got the opportunity to get in the school system, you know, I took advantage of it.
And it must be so rewarding seeing kids come through your classes.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. You know, I mean, music is a gift that the world has brought upon us. And it's just great to see young kids continuing that journey and taking the music further.
Julian, I've got to ask you, and I've always wanted to know, you know, and I've learned some instruments myself, but not anything that involves the lungs. Does a trumpet player have a greater lung capacity than anyone else? Because sometimes you just hold those notes and I think, wow, how do they do it?
Yeah, I would say so. I think our lungs are, you know, a little bit more conditioned than others. And I would say brass players in general or horn players in general, you know, because we use our lungs so frequently and we have to take deep breaths, you know, probably close to or similar to a swimmer's lungs. It's a lot of breathing. It's a lot of moving and breathing. So it's a pretty strenuous process when you do it. But after so long, you know, it becomes second nature. But I would have to say, yeah, our lungs are probably a little bit more, you know, in shape than the average person.
Well, certainly your lungs are going to get a workout when you come down to Australia and New Zealand for the tour, Julian. Before we let you go, we've seen on your Instagram and the Soul Rebels Instagram that you seem to be supporters of the New Orleans Saints. Who's your pick for the Super Bowl this year?
Well, I'm going to go with Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay, the Bengals.
Yeah. Well, you know, Joe, he got a championship for LSU, and there's also a local guy, Jamar Chase, that's on the team from New Orleans. So I'm going to go with those guys. I'm going to go with the Bengals.
All right. Well, we heard it here first. So if you're right, we'll have to give you a call back and let you know that you've nailed it.
Yeah, I hope so.
Julian, thank you so much for chatting.
Thanks for having me.
That's Julian Gosen, trumpeter and MC of the Soul Rebels, heading on their Australian and New Zealand tour with Big Frida and to Bluesfest 2023. If you want more info, you can head to thesoulrebels.com or bluesfest.com.au.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.